broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. Here we go. It's a wonderful day. The Focus Saturday, that would be today right now. The PGA Tour, the Web.com Tour, the Blue Monster at Trump National Doral, Bridgestone Golf, the Ryder Cup, and going to Glen Eagles, Scotland. Matt Janella is going to join us, the travel expert for Morning Drive. But first, the event editor at PGA Tour, Sean Martin. We'll be talking with him after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities, a unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
You're fired.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Did he just do that to me? That's not fair. I just started the show. Give me a chance, Mr. Trump. We're playing golf at, of course, Trump National Doral, and play is underway. Patrick Reed bounced right up. He came up seven positions. He's one under. One under. Four guys are one under today. Dustin Johnson, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahan at the top of the leaderboard. Of course, everything's in flux because some of the guys haven't gotten underway yet. And we're also playing golf at Trump International. God, it's all Trump, isn't it? And that would be the Puerto Rico Open. And, of course, Web.com is in Chile. We've got golf all around the world. Welcome to the show. Sean Martin, former college golfer, involved in sports journalism since 2004. He worked at Golf Week until just recently. And now he is the events editor at PGA Tour. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thanks, Danielle.
You know, I loved what you said on LinkedIn. I'm interested in using new media to tell stories and engage my audience. And looking at the new PGATour.com website, it's all about new media, isn't it?
It is. You know, a lot of it's done with mobile in mind, with the tablets, the phones in mind. Half of our traffic comes through those. And so you'll see it's very photo-driven, which just makes for easier kind of swiping on the tablet and using your finger to navigate it on those devices, and just, you know, a lot more white space. Just that's kind of the way things are going, just easier to navigate on those mobile devices, which people are using more and more to kind of get their media.
It's excellent. Excellent. Now, the social hub, join the conversation. What is that all about?
Basically, that's a place that it runs through Twitter and Instagram, and if you tag the PGA Tour in tweets or Instagram photos, they show up in there, and they also search for selected words, player names, tournament names, course names, things like that, and just it's a place that pulls in basically all the chatter and pictures on social media about golf and the PGA Tour.
Excellent. So you can go straight to how do we follow you on Twitter and Instagram?
I am on Twitter, it is twitter.com/PGATourSMartin. And then on Instagram, it is SPMartin and 71 are the numbers. So.
Excellent. And do you find that the world is definitely shifting? I mean, that the news, as you said, is being... What was the percentage again? You said people are getting their news from tablets and phones?
About half of our audience comes to our website from a mobile device, either a tablet or a cell phone.
Wow. That's really something. That is a change, because so many, you know, we have these gigantic television screens at home that we watch on television, and yet we're willing to look at these tiny screens to get our news, because they're with us at all time, right?
Yep. No, basically, and then people, you know, you're in the waiting at a restaurant or got some time to kill, and just I've become out of habit now. People look down at their phone to get a quick look at what's going on and quick update on the news.
Yeah. Now, what does the events editor do at PGA Tour?
My job, we have a, you know, obviously, we've got it down pat, down to a science, covering the week-to-week event. There's a pretty good rhythm, obviously, to golf. Each day kind of has its own significance. Thursday to Sunday is competition. Monday usually is a look back at what happened Sunday, because that's obviously the most important day of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, start gearing up for the next tournament with practice rounds and pro-am and press conferences. Then you start all over again Thursday. And so in an attempt to better cover some of the larger events, the World Golf Championships, the majors, the FedEx Cup playoffs, the Tour Championship, the President's Cup, the Ryder Cup, I came on board to just always kind of be looking ahead to the next big event and make sure that we were prepared to give it the big coverage it deserved. Because, yeah, everything kind of had a good week-to-week flow going, but then all of a sudden it would be the week before the Masters, and you're like, oh my gosh, the Masters snuck up on us. So it's my job to be thinking about the Masters right now and the Players, and then even probably the U.S. Open.
Excellent. Okay. You know, we hear most. Let's look a little bit about this week, what's going on, and then see what you're doing to prep us for the Masters. But we hear, of course, this week about the WGC Cadillac, which you must have been focusing on. Trump National Doral, where the top 50 players in the world, excluding thumb-injured Jason Day, are pretty much getting beat up by the beefed-up Blue Monster. And for those not in the top 50 in the world, the Trump International Golf Club in Puerto Rico is hosting, so to speak, the Puerto Rico Open. And the web.com Chile Classic is at the Prince of Wales Country Club in Santiago, Chile. Let's start with that. There was a big kickoff for that event with hitting balls off the top of a very tall building. It's interesting to see how many Americans are playing on the web.com Chile Classic event.
Yeah, you know, it's early in the season, and the way kind of the web.com tour works is you only have a couple guys who are exempt at the top of the pot for the whole year, and so most guys, they're subject to that kind of reshuffle where guys get reordered based on their earnings for the year, you know, because guys get in, obviously, on a space-available basis to tournaments, and after, for most guys, 8 or 12 events, they're reshuffled, and so if they earned a lot of money in those early events, they shoot up the rankings and are going to get into a lot of events, and if they played bad, they're going to fall down, so it's very important for basically every web.com tour player to play those early events and make some money, and so you don't really have the luxury of sitting around and waiting for the web.com tour to come to you in the States. You got to go chase it where they're playing, and
yeah.
So you don't have a lot of guys sitting at home. They're out here playing and going where they got to go.
We've got Byron Smith and Scott Harrington, Pavik Patel, and Sean McKeel at the top of the leaderboard. Now, if one of those or any of these people playing, do they earn their card directly into the PGA Tour if they win on the web.com tour?
No, the top 25 at the season's end will clinch their cards, just kind of like it was, like it's been for several years now. And then numbers 1 through 75 will compete in the web.com tour finals, which kind of replaced Q School. And the top 25 money earners in the web.com tour finals, which are 4 events, they will also earn their PGA Tour card for next year. So it doesn't happen very often. You maybe get 4 or 5 guys a year that win and don't finish in the top 25 in the money list. You have to play pretty poorly the rest of the year to win and not finish in the top 25, but it does happen. But definitely a win doesn't hurt the chances of getting a tour card.
I never think of Chile as a golf powerhouse. How's it being received? It's being played in Santiago, a very large city, but how's this golf event being received there?
Yeah, you know, I didn't either. I don't think a lot of people knew about golf in Chile who live in the States. And you got a lot of really great old classic designs there in South America, Argentina too. And guys have really, you know, they've enjoyed it. There's been a long time tour stop in Panama that's well received and been around for, I think, at least a decade now. And so guys are used to going down to Latin America a little bit on the web.com tour. And I think guys are pleasantly surprised by Chile. The climate's great. The city's great. A lot of great culture. You get to experience some new things. And so, yeah, guys have received it well and enjoy going down there and playing.
Excellent. I hope the crowds do, too, because, you know, with the Olympics coming up in 2016, are you working that, too?
We will see. We still got a few years till that happens, but I'm not like quite that far ahead.
Okay. Puerto Rico Open. Fabian Gomez of Argentina, 6 birdies on the front 9. Scott Brown going into the final round. had a problem on the back. This is all at the Trump International. He still had four birdies for a 5-under 67, both of them setting the tournament record for 54 holes at 18-under 198. Sure is different seeing what's happening at Trump International versus what's happening at Trump National Doral, where the guys are just 1-under and struggling to stay out of the water. How many balls went in the water at Trump National Doral? 170?
I know it was more than 100.
Yeah.
For the 70-something guys in the field. So you're looking at more than one per player.
That's amazing to me. And with the Puerto Rico Open going up against this monster of an event, the IWGC Cadillac, it just seems like they don't get enough coverage, which is why I wanted to start with it.
Yeah, you know, it's been a great, the last 2 years actually been really interesting. A good young player each of the last 2 years has finished second in that event to help them get their PGA Tour membership. 2 years ago was Ryo Ishikawa, earned enough there to get special temporary membership, which helped him get into events the rest of the year and eventually earn his card. And he regained his card via the Web.com Tour Finals last year and is having a very good year. And then 2013, it was Jordan Spieth doing it. So, you know, it's a great event that you've got the top 50 guys who are all well-established in the game, obviously. They're in Doral. And you've got guys here who are, you know, just kind of looking for a chance and opportunity to play in a tour event and play well, can, you know, change a career for a guy, you know, a guy down in Puerto Rico. You know, Doral, big purse, a lot of prestige to winning that event. It's great, but, I mean, a week like this, Jordan Spieth said it himself last year, a week in Puerto Rico can change your career, can change your golf life. So that's kind of always a cool little story.
It is cool. And Jordan had a hole-in-one, I think, on the 11th for that season.
He did.
Yeah? I saw on your Twitter feed that you had a photo of Blaine Barber, who's in the group at 14-under with Jordan and Steve LeBrun and Brian Stewart. You get to know all these young men, don't you?
I do. You know, unfortunately, too, especially my time at Golf Week, I was covering a lot of college and amateur golf, and so you're getting to know guys when they're young, and you know there's not a lot of media around them, so they kind of, you have the time to actually get to know them, and so it's always a pleasure. A lot of great people involved in golf, obviously, and it's just great to kind of get to know a lot about where these guys come from before they hit it big.
For the former U.S. amateur champion Peter Uihlein usually plays in Europe, and here he's playing on the PGA Tour. What's your take on his game, and when will he come and play permanently? Do you think that's what his goal is now?
His goal will be eventually to get back to the PGA Tour. Peter's an incredible kid. His dad, obviously, is the CEO of Acushnet, which owns Titleist. And so, obviously, a guy who has had a name that has gotten a lot of recognition throughout his time in golf and obviously has not lacked for much in his life, especially in a golfing sense. But really, known Peter since he was a teenager and always been very humble, not really a, you know, maybe cocky, spoiled kid like you would expect. Very humble. Dad did a good job of, you know, making sure that he stayed that way and not just handing him everything that he wanted. Extremely talented, great short game, hits it a long way. Great amateur career, obviously won the U.S. Amateur. And the Europe thing is very interesting. I know that his father and him both kind of liked seeing how Rory McIlroy developed as a player, and that had a lot to do with the decision to go and sign with Chubby Chandler, who obviously managed Rory early in his career. And so I think he's doing, like you see a lot of European tour players do. You know, you play well over in Europe, you get into the top 64, top 60, top 50, you get into events, earn money, and get your tour card that way. And I think that's what Peter's trying to do. It's a long process, and you have to have the funds to do it and travel the world for the, you know, to play on the European tour. And it's going to take a couple of years. You don't just, very rarely do guys just jump into the top 50 immediately. So it's not a path for everyone, but it's definitely one that if you can do it and have the game to do it, it's not easy to get into the top 50 in the world. It can have pay a lot of dividends, and you know, you get used to playing in all kinds of different climates, different grasses, different playing with jet lag and things like that.
I like that part. Get the experience. So after that, nothing becomes a chore, and you're familiar with the world. You're not you're not concerned about that aspect of settling into a new place so that you can get your game together. Can I ask you? You know, we talk about the hundreds of thousands of dollars these people win when they make it to the PGA Tour. Does it take hundreds of thousands of dollars to get to the point where you can get on the PGA Tour?
In a lot of cases, it does. you know, I think one of the things that I think people may not realize is how much just financial support from just generous people who believe in and want to support a young person with talent and with, you know, aspirations, how much support it takes. A lot of these guys, they raise money either from a group of donors or a few donors, and those guys basically, you know, they work out a system where early on the donors get X amount of prize money, so it isn't, in a sense, kind of an investment, but it's usually a losing investment that people just do out of, you know, the kindness of their heart and wanting to support someone. And, but it's a very expensive proposition. It's very rare, especially for guys who spend a few years on the mini tours before making it to the PGA Tour. It's rare for those guys to be able to make enough to do it on their own. There are exceptions, of course, but, you know, and if you have a guy who hits it, obviously, like a Russell Henley, who came out, you know, he's won five times between the PGA Tour and the Web.com Tour. He's probably been in the black for almost all of his pro career, but you have guys like a William McGirt who spend a few years out there on the mini tours, things like that. They're definitely getting help, usually, almost always, from either family or friends who just want to help support that dream.
Yeah, you know, and kudos to all the people who do that. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, in Hawaii who do that for the youngsters who are trying to make it into college golf and then give it a shot, you know, coming out of, let's say, any of the USC, UCLA, make it on the LPGA Tour, the PGA Tour. How do you, the stress of that, is it weighs on you. It's difficult to say, I'm not going to think about the people who are counting on me. I'm going to play my game, because you really want to, you want to give back. And the only way you can really give back is by winning. Do you talk to them about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's always, I think it's like any job, there's always a lot of pressure. You're definitely supporting a family and supporting other people. And I think the players that have the most success quickly in pro golf, besides being talented, of course, you can't just, you need talent, first of all.
Right.
But the guys who make an easy transition into pro golf from maybe a good amateur or a college career are the guys who don't think about the money. You start thinking about the money, and it just, it can be overwhelming, because you're spending thousands of dollars a week on travel. So if you miss a cut, you've lost, you know, you probably lost $2,000 for the week, and that can be tough to swallow if money is such a bit short.
How do you say that? You know, you're to your friends, you know, well, thank you for supporting me, but I have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, so it's definitely a lot of pressure. So the guys who can play without thinking about the money are the guys who make the best transition to pro golf. You know, I had an agent tell me once, you'd be surprised how many six-footers start lipping out when, you know, you need to make them to pay the mortgage. You know, because, I mean, these guys are human beings. They have bills at home. They've got mortgages and car payments, and kids need clothes. And so, I mean, yeah, they're not just machines that hit golf balls. There are guys who are thinking, I need to make the cut this week to pay for, you know, my car payment or something like that. And so it can definitely weigh on you, and you just need to, it's hard to do, but you need to try to focus on golf when you're on the golf course.
I think what you just said was interesting. I think Blaine said something about that, about it's interesting how you can really work hard and not make the cut, and then one day come out and just, you know, not really, and oh, bam, you've made the cut. It was on Twitter. It was just interesting, and I think you replied to him about that. That's and that those kinds of moments when you just stop thinking and you don't work really hard, you play, is when you are successful in this interesting game, and sometimes it doesn't work that way at all. What are you doing to get us jazzed about, not that you'd need to do a lot, because it's almost spring, and for folks on the mainland, us, we've got the rain, you've got the snow, Masters means spring. Are you ready?
I'm getting there. You know, the Masters, I mean, you can never do enough for the Masters. People can't get enough Masters stuff. I mean, for a lot of people, the golf season probably starts at Augusta. You know, you're a casual golf fan, and it's just such a special place, obviously. It's the Fenway Park of our game. It's the, you know, and so you just can't say enough good things. You can't write enough good things about it. I think one of the cool things is Patrick Reed is going to make his Masters debut after winning a couple times, and he led Augusta State to kind of, you know, it was a little Cinderella story, Augusta State winning back to NCAA titles. We got a school that's mostly a commuter school, competes in Division II. In every sport except for golf, and Patrick really was the driving force in helping that team. Kind of a ragtag team. Patrick was kind of a junior phenom. He's one of those kids who you know, was a can't miss, but the rest of the team was really not. You had a couple kids who were local and weren't really heavily recruited who were on the team, and you had a couple international players who they see Augusta State and they think Augusta National, and they come and not really knowing everything maybe, and so you just had some guys who were overlooked, and they all kind of came together and won back-to-back NCAA titles. The University of Georgia's success continues. You got Harris English, Chris Kirk, and Russell Henley all playing the Masters this year. Kirk and Harris are making their Masters debut. There's a couple little things. You obviously always, you know, Augusta National is Tiger and Phil. It always is going to be for at least the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, you know, Kevin and Craig Stadler is a great story. You always got the amateurs, a handful of them. So that's always a fun little sidebar. But, you know, Augusta's Augusta. It tells its own stories. You just can't tell enough stories about Augusta.
Awesome, and we can find it all at pgatour.com.
That's right.
Excellent. Sean Martin, I wish we could catch up more often. Now that you're settled as event editor at PGA Tour, I hope you'll stop in the clubhouse more often.
Sounds good. No, I appreciate it. Always appreciate the invite.
Thank you very much. Thanks for being on the show. And we've got over at the Blue Monster this gentleman, Matt Janella. I mean, the guy goes race car driving. He flies in helicopters with the Trump helicopters. It's not fair, but I guess somebody's got to do it, huh? We're going to talk with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
The 2014 ILX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
The 2014 RDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Hi, we have a new phone number for you to call with your questions or your comments or your suggestions. The number is 844-332-8500. Please call that number. It's 844-332-8500. With your questions, your comments, or your suggestions about your game or about the game or about what we're talking about, let us know maybe what the funniest or most memorable moment was that happened to you on the golf course. You could be the winner of a couple of sleeves of golf balls. The number is 844-332-8500. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And thanks to Star Protection and Bridgestone Golf, we're going to be starting the Bridgestone Golf Ball Giveaway. And you need that number, 844. Oh, where did I put that number? 844-332-8500. Write it down. It's going to be special coming up in a few minutes. Special from the happening at the Honda Classic to yesterday's torture chamber called the Blue Monster, really, at Doral. Matt Janella has been in the Trump helicopter, auto racing with Harris English, scratching discs in a Trump National hotspot, and probably sleep deprived from the catwalk last night in the Fairways to Runways segment. Are you having a great time? It's good to have you on the show, Matt.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you is the question. I mean, what's it like flying low over a golf course and snapping photos?
I'm having fun, to say the least. I think just you listing my itinerary for my time here at the Cadillac Championship, you know, the more we you know, evolve in this world of the PGA Tour, and the more these courses and tournaments try to create individual character, it's pretty obvious that there's more going on outside the golf course. And we've got so many of my colleagues here covering what's going on inside the ropes and on driving ranges and practice putting greens. But for me, my assignment is to cover, everything that happens after the last putt drops. And it's a pretty good gig.
It is a good gig. I was just thinking, you know, Matt, what would you do if you weren't working right now? Where would you go in that area around Trump National Doral?
Yeah, well, Doral's about 18 miles from South Beach, and I've been going back and forth to South Beach. We did some man-on-the-street stuff where I asked people who have no clue about the world of golf, obviously. You know, 18 miles away is a world away from Trump Doral when you go to South Beach, and asking people, you know, what do they put on their Schwartzel or how to spell Ooskazen. I asked them if they saw a full-grown alpha barn rat, what would they do, you know? And they people said call animal control or, you know, run. It's funny. Had some fun with that. I'm actually looking forward to today. The wind has died down considerably and the sun is out. And I'm actually looking forward to watching some golf today, to be honest with you. I think yesterday was really an unfair day to try to assess any changes that have been made by Gil Hanse and Jim Wagner. And I think that was a combination. It was a perfect storm of, you know, wind conditions. You got immature greens and the ball not really spinning and holding. You got probably some undulations that they'll eventually fix and tweak on some of the greens out here. But you know, they put this together in 364 days, and to think that it was going to be perfect is probably that was unfair. I'll never defend a $450 green fee, but I will defend the fact that this is a better course than it was before.
Okay, all right. We had 113 odd. It depends who you talk to. Balls in the water yesterday for a field of just over 50, right? The scoring average, I've heard 74.9 to 76. I don't know exactly what it is. We had four players at one under par leading. Gil Hanse supposedly had his head in his hands, you know, somewhere on the course, hiding, embarrassed during the entire back nine. And I can't say as I blame him, but Donald Trump is thrilled at what happened yesterday.
Well, I talked to Gil last night, and I've been texting with Gil throughout the day, and I was on Morning Drive today talking about that conversation, those conversations. And, you know, Gil is, as I said, internalizing a lot of what took place yesterday, and Donald is encouraging him to stand behind his work. This is a blue monster, you know, and it had lost its teeth and claws. And these are the modern era. This is the modern era of PGA Tour professionals. And I said this too. If Donald was looking to try and reinvent the personality and character of this tournament, this championship, a world golf championship with a field of the best players in the world, and he wanted to create a test for the best, forget the retail golfer for a second, and then he wanted to create some character and some interest on what happens after the golf ends, you know, and then you had fashion shows and after parties. Well, that all happened yesterday. I think, you know, okay, forget the days of 20 under winning this event, at least for now. Mm-hmm. Look, when you get 40-mile-an-hour winds, and, yeah, you get course of the water, what would they have shot at Kiawah's Ocean Course with 40-mile-an-hour winds? What would they have shot at Bethpage? I play a lot of golf in Hawaii. Those are a lot of resort courses out there built for the retail golfer. And you get 40-mile-an-hour winds, you know, everybody shoots 150. You know, well, even in those settings.
The question was, you know, at Hyundai, they stopped play. Why didn't they stop play for the wind yesterday at Doral?
It's a good question. I wasn't part of that decision.
Of course, I understand.
Yeah, but
I just wonder if it's, it was even, you know. The other question I have, those edges were on the edge of the green, right next to the water. I'm not sure how to phrase this, but you know the rough. I hear that Donald Trump likes it shaved so that there's nothing that can catch the ball from going in the water.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, have you ever watched Augusta National? Have you ever watched the Masters?
Uh-huh.
You know, we look at that and, you know, the balls spin off the greens, guys are hitting wedges and they suck it back and it goes in the, oh, you know, there's no complaints about that.
That's no. I'm not complaining.
I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying that, you know, people are like, I can't believe the balls are going in the water from off the green. And that happens a lot. I mean, what do we do? The Super Bowl of golf, you know, that's happening all the time. And, you know, the 12th hole, the 15th hole, and, you know, everybody thinks that's interesting. But I guess not here. 13th hole, it happens all the time.
And walking the Masters last year was amazing. And it's an awesome course. It's just an amazing course. I've never been to Doral. Certainly haven't seen the renovation. But I wanted to ask you about the course settling. With all the work that was done in such a short period of time, the earth beneath the surface hasn't really had a time to settle. Would that have made some of the bounces unusual?
Yeah, definitely. You know, greens mature. They use the word mature. I don't exactly know what that means, but I think they end up getting a little softer, accepting to shots. And after Thursday night, Gil told me, the little amount of golf that took place on Thursday, he told me he had heard from Rory and that Rory liked the changes, but that the one thing nitpick was on the third green, there's an undulation on the third green in which if the ball hit the undulation, it could carry him off that undulation into the water. Forget about spin or anything like that, that you'd actually get a deflection off that extreme slope. And Gil immediately said, hey, you know, I'm going to go out there tomorrow and take a look at it, and that's a good possibility we have to make some changes there. You know, this is all courses are constantly evolving. They just made changes to the old course in St. Andrews. You know, courses evolve and change, and it's not uncommon.
They need to, because you know, it gets old and kind of run down and
or changes that have been made weren't perfect. So I think Trump hired the right guy. Gil Hance has had great success in Boston. TPC Boston, Boston Golf Club, Bill Castle Stewart, one of my new favorite courses in Scotland, and I think what he did here was good. I have a good feeling about what he's going to do in Rio. This is all good prep time for Gil. You know, all this exposure and all this scrutiny and criticism he has been getting or will be getting going forward, I think is all just good prep time for Rio. You know, on a world stage, watching what he'll be doing down there.
Oh, I really appreciate Gil Hans's work, and what he's done at Trump Doral is truly amazing in the period of time that he had to work. And I'm just wondering about Tiger Woods saying that he's going to go talk to Gil about some of the holes. I guess they're friends. And do you remember what Tiger's, you talked about Rory not liking number three. What were Tiger's concerns?
I haven't heard Tiger. I heard Ernie say it was a masterpiece.
There you go.
Trump keeps repeating that. Yeah. There is no doubt in my mind, having played the old Blue Monster, that this course is better. And by better, I mean, you know, I think it's more interesting. The sight lines have been opened up. It's cleaner. There's some elevation changes throughout the course, which makes the bunkering is much more relevant now to match modern technology. And then if you slide back to, and that's the professional level, as it relates to the retail golfer, and I wrote a review on Golf Channel's new website, golfadvisor.com, where, and I wrote my review from a retail golfer's perspective, which is to say, yes, it's better, but it definitely got harder, and it got more expensive. You're going to go around at $450, and again, I can't defend the price tag, and
that's
not Gil's work. And yeah, the $450 puts it in the ballpark of Pebble Beach, Shadow Creek, and Pinehurst Number Two. More expensive than Pinehurst Number Two, the Ocean Course, you know, and Whistling Straits, all more expensive than those courses. They've all hosted major championships, with the exception of Shadow Creek, which is really you're paying for a private golf experience. And here, you know, the planes are coming down on top of you. You got big jetliners landing every 45 seconds. You know, there's no Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean to speak of. You know, and I just, you know, you're paying for Miami and the weather, but I think from the retail golfer's perspective, I got major issues with the price point. From a professional golfer's perspective and making this tournament more interesting, I think they did the right, I think they all the right moves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to see those guys work to earn their hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, not every tournament should, you know, not every tournament should be, you know, a birdie fest.
No.
And I'm of the mind, I don't love watching a U.S. Open. I don't necessarily like seeing these guys struggle, but again, there was 40-mile-an-hour winds yesterday, and there was a setup that the tour admitted they didn't anticipate that kind of inclement weather all day. So, you got setup, you got wind, you got a new course. They don't know it as well as they know most of these other courses. You know, it was a perfect storm. And so I clip yesterday and I compartmentalize it and I start new today in my assessment of the changes.
You can see Matt Gianella, the travel expert for Morning Drive on Golf Channel. He's got his review at golfadvisor.com. I love your player tip. Give us the player tip.
At here?
For golfadvisor.com at Trump National Doral, Miami.
I don't know. What was it?
Bring an extra two sleeves of balls.
Oh, yeah. At least. And that's an extra two in addition to the three that I normally carry. Four that I normally carry. You know, it's cart path only, and I think one thing they should definitely do is just eliminate carts. You know, if they're gonna have caddy, you know, if you're gonna have a cart path only at this golf course, and you rinse one in the water and you gotta walk back to your cart to get a shot, you know, drop a ball or move up 40 yards because you duffed a shot. I mean, they got some things to work out here, and it's not perfect. But I'll tell you right now, I'm looking forward to watching golf this weekend.
Yes, it's on Golf Channel right now, I believe.
Yeah.
You can actually see it. Trump, Donald, is talking, or has been talking, about having a major championship played at one of his courses. That's been something he's been vying for, I don't know, a decade, it seems. Do you think he'll get the PGA Championship in 2016 there?
You know, I guess if he talks about it enough and he has enough money, you know, which check both boxes right there, I would imagine he's going to get a major championship at some point. I would be careful giving up a World Golf Championship in pursuit of a PGA Championship because, you know, having a tournament every year,
yes,
I think is probably, and by the way, the best field in the game is here, and it's a lead up to the Masters. I'd just be careful. I think he's got a pretty good spot as is.
He does, and he's got Jim McLean. And you did a segment. I just saw it briefly. I think you're going to go into it in depth. Your nighttime on the driving range with him this weekend.
Yeah. For anybody who watches Morning Drive knows I've been struggling with my swing, and it's gotten frustrating. You know, as you know, Danielle, the game. You know, you fall in and out of love with the game of golf, through life. And I've been struggling. I get in that simulator on Morning Drive and I hit the Stenson Hosel rocket and it drives me nuts. And
it's live on television,
pissing me off. Yeah. And then, you know, the editors clip it together and run it multiple times. That doesn't help me. But I went out to the driving range, and one cool thing that Trump did is he took a driving range that was 60 yards wide by 350 yards long, and he made it 160 yards wide and 400 yards long.
Wow.
And he lit the place up, LED lights from in the ground and from above, and they keep it lit, upwards of midnight here at the resort. And you can walk out there at any time of night and go hit balls, and you see your ball all the way through flight. I met Jim McClain out there the other night, and you'll see this segment tomorrow morning on Morning Drive. We're on at 9 o'clock Eastern tomorrow, a little later than our normal time, which benefits the Hawaiians. I know it's still pretty early, but
yeah, just DVR it, just
a little more realistic. Yeah. I had this, McClain breaks down the changes, the range. McClain was out there with 23 of his instructors, and he wasn't sure if he's been here for like 23 years, and he wasn't sure he was going to make the cut when Trump bought the property. And, and in fact, he made McClain much more a part of the future and business, knowing that if we're having a true resort, he needed a better driving range experience, and he got one. And I really approve of those changes. And I really loved the idea. It was like Field of Dreams, being out there by yourself hitting balls at night. It was surreal. And McClain came right in, and I think I'm very excited. But I think he fixed my issues, and I got a new swing path, and I'm excited to get out and play again.
When you said that, I had an experience just like that. It was just a little tweak from Jerry King, and I mean, he
loved Jerry King.
I know, and it was like he fixed my swing. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to play. I want to play today, and it's pouring rain.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, and I said it today. I fell back in love with the game. It's fickle. It's fickle for some more than others. But I was like, wow. All of a sudden, I went from like this high little cut that I hit, which I hate, to a towering, slight draw.
And my God, I know the feeling.
I can't. The ball is jumping off the club face. And I'm like, I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave. I didn't fear that I would forget what was going on.
And then after a while, you want them to be standing with you at all times. And you kind of
get the
understanding of why you always see the professionals with their swing coach.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, if I actually had to do this for a living, I would be a mental midget. I would have a small army following me at all times, But there's no danger of that.
Yeah, you're great. Matt Janella, so good talking with you. Travel editor for Golf Channel. He's on Morning Drive. You'll see him tomorrow. DVR it. It's a great show. It's a lot of fun. And particularly watching Matt racing with Harris English and Cadillacs. By the way, final question. Doing 150 miles an hour in a Cadillac, what's the secret to coming off the line on the green?
Coming off a line on the green? What do you mean?
Well, when you're on the line, you're ready to floor it, and the green light, you get the green light.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. So we had three stages. I went out there with Roberto Castro and Harris English, and Roberto Castro's caddy, a guy by the name of Rusty. And the four of us, they lined us up, and we did drag racing, one-on-one drag racing, and beep, 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 and then it goes, and we had to race against each other.
Yes.
And then we did actual racing where we got in cars and sort of whipped around the track, and then they put us in a car, like a speed car, and they had a professional driver whip us around at 160 mile an hour, making these hairpin turns, and that was the most unsettling of all. But the great thing was I paired up against Harris English for three races, drag races, and my sort of driving instructor coached me through. If you just depress the gas pedal and put it down on the floor, it'll spin the tires, and then the car's functions kick in, and it'll actually slow it down. It'll take over.
Mm-hmm.
But if you depress it at like 70% and then ease into 100%, you get to maximum speed faster than if you just put it down on the ground. And I don't think Harris's driving instructor told him that tip. So I beat him three times in a row, and he was pissed.
And he's at the top of the leaderboard now. He's working his way up. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Matt Janella.
Really good guy, by the way. Harris English, but what a nice guy.
Yeah, what a great segment. Thanks so much, Matt Janella, travel editor, Morning Drive on Golf Channel. Catch it and DVR it. And I look forward to talking to you soon again.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Hello, aloha to Hawaii. I missed the island. I'll be back soon.
Excellent. We've got Delmark Fujita, Bridgestone Golf, and it is time, folks. You got to get your fingers ready to dial because the number is 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. That's the one number, and that's for, you know, right now. And we've also got a number for you, toll-free, 844-332-8500. Delmark, Bridgestone Golf, next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
The Rolex World No. 1 NB Park and the Rolex World No. 2 Suzanne Pedersen facing off Sunday as co-leaders in a head-to-head final round showdown at the World Ladies Championship in China. That's going to be one hot round to watch. It'll be on Golf Channel on the LPGA. You'll want to watch it, LPGA on Golf Channel. Okay. Let's get to Bridgestone Golf, and let's take a listen real quick to one of the leaders right now at the Cadillac Championship being played at the new Trump Doral. I've called it many different things, but you know what I'm talking about. Matt Kuchar talks about the difficulty of playing yesterday's event. It was kind of a survival.
It was a long day. Starting this early this morning at 8:45, had three holes to play, and now... finishing up 18, and the conditions we had this afternoon were really demanding. It really felt like a survival contest. Two over par, I'm actually pretty pleased with.
You know, Matt Kuchar, winner of the WGC Accenture, he plays with Bridgestone driver, irons, wedges, and of course, the Bridgestone golf ball. Welcome to the show, Delmark Fujita, the Bridgestone golf local rep. So good to have you on the show. Thank you for making our giveaway possible. The phone line's blowing up already.
Well, that's good to hear, Danielle. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Absolutely. You've got a couple of awesome golf balls that I need to ask you about. A, the secret ingredient in Bridgestone's new golf ball. So I'm reading this January, you know, this is Golf Digest, and E. Michael Johnson, Mike Johnson's been on the show many, many times, and he writes, at last fall's President Cup, Brant Snedeker and Matt Kuchar each put a prototype Bridgestone B330 ball, the B330, in play. Details were scarce at the time, but now we know what the secret ingredient was. H2O.
Yeah, it's just water in the mixture. Really simple. People can understand it. People use it every day. We added water along with other liquids when we mixed the rubber, and it turned out really well. At the time of the President's Cup, we heard that they were putting the prototype balls into play because they were really pleased. But I didn't know the secret ingredient until earlier this year. And when I found out it was water, I was really excited because it's very simple. I think people will be able to understand, and, you know, it's not some mystery ingredient.
No, it's like each the urethane cover, and the company Bridgestone calls it the Hydro Core, right? It's 30% firmer on the outer to reduce the spin off the driver, but it's got a softer center. That's interesting.
Yes, what the water did was increase the gradation in our core. Our golf balls are always firmer on the outer edge of the core, and then it gets softer towards the center. This allows for an efficient energy transfer when you hit the golf ball. Well, when we added water to the mix to come up with the Hydro Core, what it did was make the outside firmer and the inside of the core even softer, so there's 30% more gradation within the core. What this does is reduce the spin and results in more distance.
So, see, the Tour B330RX technology, there are many different ones that people would want to go for, right? There's the B330, the B330RX, B330RXS, and B330S. Now, that's where I get confused, Delmark. Yeah, I don't know which one goes for which player. Can you kind of...
Sure. The B330 and B330S are designed for people with tour-level swing speed, 110, 112 miles per hour and above. So those are the golf balls that our touring professionals would use. Matt Kuchar, who's leading right now, uses our B330S. What we recommend for most golfers is our RX, B330RX or RXS. Those are designed for good players with swing speeds of 105 miles per hour or lower.
Okay. And what's the difference between the RX and the RXS?
The RXS would have a little bit more spin, slightly softer feel around the green for that person that wants a little bit more spin and touch around the green.
Ah, I got it. Okay. So that's, you know, people who like the feel, they don't mind. Are you going to give up a little distance with that one?
Yeah, you're going to have a little bit more spin, so a slightly less distance.
Uh-huh.
But for people that want to chip it with a little bit more spin and a little softer feel when they putt, that's the trade-off that has to be made.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if your short game's where you like to play, and that's definitely where you got to get it on the green and work it. It makes a lot of sense. From the editors of Golf Digest, they said the dual dimple design is intended to reduce drag during launch and enhance lift late in flight for more carry. The urethane covers the B330 and B330S. They're thinner for better feel, and the mantle of the RX models is softer, control the spin on the drives. And the verdict, they said, a great variety here. We really like Bridgestone's commitment to ball fitting. And I think you guys are the first ones to actually talk about, you know, what ball am I supposed to pick up when I walk into a store and I see mountains of golf balls?
Right. And customization is a part of every aspect in golf. Everybody wants what's right for them. So when we launched the ball fitting, it's been extremely popular. And we've been able to do it a couple of times in Hawaii. The reason why you come out and you test your golf ball against one of ours with your driver. And the reason we do it is the driver is the longest club. It generates the most amount of club head speed, and so you'll deform the golf ball the most. And with the driver, we'll be able to see if the ball you're using matches your swing characteristics.
I love it. It's a sophisticated computer system. It's called the ScienceI Launch Monitor. And it allows Bridgestone, the person who's doing it, in your performance center, to actually see what's going on with your ball, right?
Right. It'll measure the launch angle, your club head speed, and the spin rate. And the technician will have you hit a few balls, and after seeing your characteristics of about two or three shots, they'll be able to recommend a golf ball that might better suit you. So they'll have you test it and show you the results, and then provide you with a sleeve to go out and test on the course.
That's cool. How often do you have these golf ball fittings?
Well, we have a team that travels on the mainland right now. We've only done it twice here. The last time, I think, was maybe like in 2011. So our sales meeting could be back here in Maui in 2015, and if
we did do that, we would certainly have the ball feeding again.
Oh, that would be cool. That would be cool, because I think we benefit so much. But you describe it really good. So we get a sense of what we should pick up, you know, in this new line, for those of us under 105 miles an hour swing speed. And I think that's probably, 95% of those of us who play golf. What do you think? What do you think, Delmark Fujita?
Well, yeah, most people will overstate, you know, their club head speed, but to go out to something like a ball fitting and find out what your actual club head speed is. If it's under 105, and you're using a golf ball that's designed for a tour player, you know, that's designed for 112, 150 miles per hour, you're not going to deform it the proper amount. You're going to create a lot of spin. A lot of that is side spin, and you're going to lose distance.
You know, what you just said is really important. You're not going to deform it enough, and you're going to lose distance. Now, when you say that, when you watch a ball being struck by a professional player on the PGA Tour, like, let's say, Matt Kuchar, who uses Bridgestone golf balls and equipment, he hits it and he squishes the ball, doesn't he? It comes off the club face. It's like it's compressed and then it shoots off.
Right. The ball will smash in and then regain its original form as it flies out. So, you know, you definitely need like a slow motion picture to see it. But the golf ball does deform. So Bridgestone, our specialty is cutting rubber. We make great tires. We make great golf balls.
Exactly. And you make all of them in the yellow. So you can, if you like the yellow golf balls, you can. There's that option.
Absolutely. Yellow is very popular. But, you know, for the core, it's the engine of the golf ball. And you need to have an engine that matches your swing speed. And that's what we like to tell people is it's very important match your club head speed to a golf ball that hits that.
Oh, that's excellent. Excellent. I keep getting the ringing tone from my LB Batalon from IAEA. You are our first winner of our Bridgestone golf ball giveaway. And this is just the beginning, okay? We're going to have to, Ralph, we're going to have to ask what swing speed people are, because we've got to talk about another a golf ball that you've got the new Tour B330 RX and B330s and that whole line. But we've also got your number one selling golf ball that is still hot. It's the E6, right?
Right. The E6 is our best-selling golf ball. And it's because what it does, more than anything, is it makes the ball go straighter and farther. We have a sterling cover, which reduces the spin, again, which for the amateur player is mostly side spin. So straighten the ball out and effectively give them more distance. And, you know, instead of going out of bounds, maybe the ball lands in the rough. Instead of going in the rough, maybe the ball lands in the fairway. So this golf ball has really proven to be a very strong product for us.
I'm in love. What you just said, you know, straight distance, it's, we're talking about the E6 from Bridgestone. Hooks and slices, adding strokes to your card, take advantage of the all-new E6, the softest multi-layer golf ball on the market. And it comes in not just yellow and white, but in orange and in pink. So if that would be your color of choice, Paula Creamer, she must use your pink balls.
Yeah, she just uses a white golf ball now. She uses the B330 RX.
Oh, I always think of Paula Creamer in pink. And
yeah.
The editors of Golf Digest said all three models, E5, E6, and E7, have new dimples that are 6% larger than last year's versions. By covering a greater surface area, this design reduces drag for faster elevation, increased carry, and a shallower angle of descent. That's their tech talk. And their verdict? The two-piece urethane E5 is best for moderate swing speeds. The three-piece E7 is designed for distance, but it's the softer E6 that seemed to work for most of our panel. And they have 150-odd people who test all of their equipment. They don't. It's not four people who are trying it out. So they have all these amateurs, you know, different accomplished players, handicaps vary, and all of them like that E6. It seemed to work the most for their panel. I thought that was fantastic.
Well, that's good news. The D-Series and E-Series have always been on the hot list. And so we hope people read the articles when they come out with the hot list on golf balls and go out and purchase some Bridgestone golf balls.
Yeah, you guys got gold. You guys got gold. Delmark Fujita, I wanted to ask you about OGIO, too. Let me just do this quick. We are on KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, and KTOH Kalaheo. And one of the entrants into the, I think at the PGA Merchandise Show in Florida this past January, seems like it was forever ago, OGIO now has golf shoes. Is this their first year with the golf shoe?
Yes, it's our first season in producing golf shoes on, for OGIO, and all their shoes have, it's like a memory foam that we call ThinkFit. And so when you go in and you put your feet in, you'll sink in slightly, and the foam will kind of cradle your foot. And what it does is stabilize your foot. So when you swing and your foot isn't stable, and it moves around in your shoe, it can result in a slower swing speed.
Wow. I was just, you know, looking at the models. There's the OGIO Race, OGIO City Spiked, OGIO City Turf, and OGIO Sport. Now, here's another question. You know, how do I decide which one's best for my game?
Well, you're going to have to go to the store and
try them all.
Right. When it comes out, it will be out in May and June. You know, they all each have different features. Like the Race is our top of the line shoe. It has a one-way membrane that allows the heat to escape from the shoe, so you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Wow, well, you know, with that Sync Fit insole, and it's spelled S-Y-N-K, like in it sinks in with your foot, not like in sinking down. But it probably feels like that, you know, like you're sinking, like you said, and then it sinks up with your foot. What a cool technology. Delmark Fujita, thanks so much, and thank you for making our Bridgestone golf ball giveaway happen, because we're going to do it again. The first caller to our new toll-free number, and you know you're going to be a winner too, and the ninth caller to our hotline number here in the station will be a winner, and we'll give you those numbers right after this. Thanks for being on the show, Delmark Fujita. We'll talk again soon.
Bye, Danielle. Take care. Thanks.
You too. Bye. We're going to talk with a gentleman from Scotland. He's going to call in and tell us, if you want to go to the Ryder Cup, it's in September. Now, it's already March. If you haven't made plans, it's really time. And maybe Scotland's on your bucket list and you'd like to go. They've got a little show called the Scottish Golf Podcast. And it's got all the info about the best way for you to experience Scotland from someone in Scotland. He's got the inside. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You get up, you head out, you approach your Acura RLX. You push start, check surface street traffic with available AcuraLink. Feel the Acura RLX's 310 horsepower pin you back. Hug the turns with precision all-wheel steer. You park, hit your desk, get it done. You head home in your 2014 Acura RLX. Your day is anything but routine. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 RLX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With dual-eye LED headlights so you can see what others don't. One-button access to the third row with one-touch walk-in and available AcuraLink surface street traffic. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 MDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
One of my favorite people is on the phone this morning with us, Acura of Honolulu's TJ. I'm going to give you this number a couple of times. It's 942-4555. We've got something really special. March into Acura for the Military Appreciation Month. Welcome, TJ. Thanks so much for joining me.
Good morning, Danielle, and all you golf club listeners out there.
You know, my son's in the military. One of the things that he did when he was on his 5 deployments. He would be shopping online, and you can go to AcuraHonolulu.com and do a little bit of that. He would write about what car he's going to get as soon as he gets back. That's one of the things the guys do. They're looking into getting that new car.
Absolutely. You know, they're over there protecting our rights and our liberties over there. And I've received dozens and dozens of emails exactly like the, you know, you just described, guys who are over there on their second, third, and more deployments, and they're, you know, saved up a little money, and they're thinking about home, they're thinking about their girlfriends, their family, and they're thinking about treating themselves to something nice like a car when they get back, you bet.
Yes, and you've got a special deal in March for military appreciation. Tell us about it.
We were always kind of surprised that the car makers themselves hadn't come out with some special programs, and Acura stepped up. It came up with a great program that rewards all active military personnel and or their spouse, and also even rewards retired military members with a $750 bonus, or just like a discount. It's applicable as down payment or cap reduction on a lease towards any brand new Acura out there when you finance with Acura Financial. It's a dynamite program.
$750 plus this fantastic, I mean, the APR, 0.9%.
0.9, we've got virtually on every single new Acura in stock at some term, and it will save you literally thousands and thousands of dollars over the term of your ownership. There's no better time to come down when you've got all these ducks lined up in a row like this, right?
Yes, it's military appreciation at Acura of Honolulu. You got to go down. First of all, go online. Check it out. AcuraHonolulu.com, AcuraHawaii.com, whichever one you remember. Give TJ a call, 942-4555. The thing that makes Acura so incredible is the service that you give your customers.
Well, thank you very much. You know, that's one of the things that I'm always trying to pay close attention to, because service will make or break the long-term relationships that we have with our clients. And we, you know, while we're not perfect, we really, really strive to go out of our way to give people, you know, that awesome experience that they're looking for. We've got a great little lounge with refreshments available, hot coffee, fresh juices, nice little healthy refreshments, some snack bars and things of that nature. But more than that, we've got loaners available on demand. All you have to do is call in and reserve one a week or two in advance. We've got a great shuttle service that'll take you back and forth a reasonable distance to the dealership, make your day go a little bit smoother. And, you know, we just try. We work hard to make our people happy.
You're really close to downtown, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. So for all the folks who work downtown, it's easy to drop the car off, then get the shuttle over to work, and then come back, and the car's ready to go. It's a perfect location.
You know it. You know, not everybody's fortunate enough to work at John Burns Medical Center, where we have a lot of our doctors and nurses walking across the park after they drop off their car for an oil change. But we'll even shuttle them that short distance, a couple of blocks.
Oh, TJ, make them walk. It's good exercise.
There you go. That's what those doctors are telling me. That's right.
TJ, Acura of Honolulu, and you can find him at AcuraHonolulu.com. Check out the cars. Go test drive an Acura today. Give them a call, 942-4555. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time.
That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Golf shoes make such a world of difference. I can't wait to try those OGOs. And the idea of sink fitting, and I don't know, it just sounds really good. And then the way that it kind of wicks the heat out, it just sounds good. And doesn't it sound good, the idea of winning some golf balls, you know? I mean, How about it? Let's do it. Okay, the number is 808-296-5467 if you are the ninth caller. 808-296-5467. Let's get your fingers dialing that number so you can win Bridgestone golf balls. And if you're the first caller at 844-332-8500, you'll win there. That's a toll-free number. Just give them a call, 844-332-8500 or 808-296-5467. Ring in and win. Ian Poulter and Hideki Matsuyama are playing a round of golf today. They're playing in the WGC match play. WGC Accenture is a match play event that was played already. Thank you very much. What we're having is the WGC Cadillac, and that's in Doral at the new Trump National WGC Cadillac Championship. Ian Poulter, Hideki Matsuyama. Well, this comes right after Ian Poulter called Hideki Matsuyama an idiot. Yes, indeed, on Twitter, for apparently damaging a green by thrusting his putter into the putting surface at the 13th hole. Now, nobody should ever do that to a putting surface, okay? You shouldn't do it anywhere, period. But certainly not to the... That's tender grass. That's your putting green. That's sacred ground. Come on. You don't slam your putter into the putting surface. I know it was, you know, frustrating yesterday, to put it mildly. But apparently, Hideki buried his putter in the 13th green just 5 feet from the hole, no less. And then when he walked off, he didn't fix it. And that, I think, is what really upset Ian Poulter when he went off on Hideki Matsuyama. Hideki came up this morning to apologize to Ian Poulter in person. I'm not sure whether Ian Poulter accepted the apology. I didn't really understand that part. Maybe you can enlighten me and leave a comment. What do you think about him slamming his club into the green? And what do you think about his apology and whether or not Ian Poulter accepted it? I would accept it, but still, I'd have reservations. The number to leave your comment is at 844-332-8500. Now, maybe you would like to go to Scotland. I know I would. Glen Eagles is beautiful, and that's where the Ryder Cup is going to be played. And we're going to hear all about how to get to Scotland from Rue McDonald. He hosts the Scottish Golf Podcast. It was launched to enhance the traveling golfer's understanding of the Scottish golf travel scene. Podcast series hopes to... Oh, my, we have some audio problems with that particular line. But the Golf Podcast serves to unearth the gems of Scotland while showcasing the great variation of golf courses, hotels, and activities this great country, as he says, has to offer. Let's see if we can check in. Rue McDonald, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Oh, it's great hearing you. You know, what time is it in Scotland?
It's six, right about quarter past six. So everybody's getting ready to go out and have a few drinks, I think, most of Scotland.
Everybody's getting ready to go have a few drinks, yes. Okay. All right. Your most recent podcast was all about the golf course, Glen Eagles. Now, we just got from Europe's Ryder Cup skipper, Paul McKinley. He picked Sam Torrance and Des Smith as his vice captains for the Ryder Cup. How are those choices being accepted in Scotland?
I think, firstly, Tom Watson is a fantastic, from a Scottish perspective, he's a fantastic advocate for Scottish golf, and he's very warmly accepted in Scotland. So to have him on the opposite side, he's going to go down very well in Scotland. But for the vice captain picks, I think these are underrated positions because these are the guys that really deal with all the problems. Paul McGinley will distance himself a lot from a lot of the problems that players may approach him with. So these are the buffers really between the players and the captain and two very well-respected and knowledgeable guys in Sam Torrence and Des Smith.
So, in other words, when somebody's got a problem, they don't go to Paul McGinley. They go over to Sam or Des and say, you know, I've got this issue that I need you to help me take care of.
And yeah, I think Paul's got enough on his plate without dealing with little kind of tensions in the camp. So, but it's been quoted Sam Torrence is a very likable character. He's funny, and same with Des Smith. These are guys that you can have a laugh and a joke with, but also kind of approach and really any problems that you do have. So I think they are very strategic picks.
Absolutely. I mean, Sam has been a friend to Paul McGinley for a long time, and he also led the European Tour team to victory at the Belfry in 2002. So he's got, he's got a lot of experience. And he also knows Glenn Eagles quite well, as do you. Des Smith, I'm not so familiar with. Can you tell us a bit about Des?
Well, Des Smith was really the guy that really put his arms around McGinley when he first came onto the European Tour, another Irishman. And, you know, he's just really been a mentor for Paul McGinley from the start throughout his career. And he was also one of the vice-captains at the K-Club when, obviously, Paul McGinley held that winning putt. So, you know, he's been around Paul McGinley's golf professional career for a long time and has obviously had the Ryder Cup experience as well. So I think, you know, two solid picks.
Great. I also heard him say that he wasn't going to. Are there more captain's picks? Because I think Paul McGinley said something like, I'm not going to name those final two picks until I know what my team is. I thought that was a difficult for the people who are going to be picked, but I would drop everything to be a Ryder Cup co-captain. he probably wants to know the personality of his team before he finishes with his picks.
I think so. I think you've got a lot of strong candidates, anyway, that are maybe looking to get a vice captain's spot. You know, obviously, Miguel Angel Jimenez, he's a guy that's been around the teams for a while now, and he's part of this European Asia captaincy role that they do before Ryder Cup. And obviously, you've got people like Darren Clark. And for a Scottish vice-captain, Paul Laurie, who is not having the best of times but was a pivotal member of the team in Medina, he's an experienced veteran to the tour, and he may see himself as, if he's not playing, definitely being a vice-captain. I think he'd relish that opportunity.
No, you just named three people who would absolutely be perfect as vice-captains, who have the personality to help a player having a hard time dealing with whatever it happens to be. You know, they've just got that warmth and personality. All right, and speaking of warmth, your podcast can be found at scottishgolfpodcast.com, and it's a series that you've got, Warming Up Ryder Cup, and the latest episode is about the Glen Eagles Resort and the head professional there, Andrew Jowett. And he talks about the day-to-day roles leading up to the event and talks about how he expects Glen Eagles PGA Centenary Course to play for the 2014 Ryder Cup, which I think is fabulous. We want to talk a little bit about how we get there. How do you get to Glen Eagles? What's the best, landing? Where should I land? Where should I book my flight to? And where should I stay? And what's the price going to be? And do I need a car? And all those kinds of logistical questions. So first off, where do I land when I go to Glen Eagles?
Well, you won't be landing anywhere near Glen Eagles. they have kind of put a 10-mile kind of radius, for people traveling to Glen Eagles. So they're going to be a unique opportunity that you can actually, for possibly the only Ryder Cup, you can arrive by train and basically get dropped off right at the front door, right onto the golf course. So, obviously a lot of these historical golf courses and resorts like Glen Eagles, Carnoustie, Turnberry, were built on the railway. So, that's a great experience that our visiting travellers going to have for this Ryder Cup. So there's been millions of pounds spent on improving the Glen Eagles railway station, which people will access. We're looking at about 10,000 people per day will be accessing that route. But, you know, in terms of access to Scotland, Perth is basically in the middle of Scotland. You can have access to Glen Eagles and Perthshire about an hour's drive from anywhere, you know, any of the main areas in Scotland. So either Glasgow or Edinburgh will be the obvious choices. And then obviously St Andrews will have, you know, its fair share of visitors in that week as well. So the accessibility will be predominantly through train park and ride services on the buses. But a fantastic event. I think it will be a very unique experience. And from my knowledge, there's a lot of interest, obviously, in the Ryder Cup and an increase in bookings. A lot of people are coming to the Ryder Cup. And I believe there's still some practice day tickets possibly still on sale. So, you know, I'd suggest anybody listening, Scotland is a fantastic destination. But Scotland has golf in its fabric of its culture. Everybody loves golf here. So just to be in Scotland for that week, regardless if you're attending Ryder Cup or not, the whole atmosphere of the place will just be golf, golf, golf. So, you know, please do consider Scotland, to be in Scotland that week in late September when the sun will be shining. It will be a fantastic week and it will be full of atmosphere in and outside of the ropes and in Glen Eagles Resort.
Yeah, we need to also remind people that tickets are probably sold out for the play days.
Yeah, they sold out very quickly. Yeah.
Which is your favorite golf course and accommodation for the area?
Well, the accommodation's been really tricky, and there's been a lot of kind of negativity around you know, lack of accommodation. So I'd suggest if people listening, you know, I think base yourself in Glasgow and Edinburgh. These cities are culturally very you know, full of culture. So if you are with non-golfers, fantastic options there. So I'd base yourself in either one of these cities, and you know, enjoy the experience of travelling to Ryder Cup by train, and also seeing lots of Scotland as well. So you know, nobody's going to get close to Glen Eagles. It's pretty certain. So base yourself in either Glasgow or Edinburgh.
And how long is the train ride from either Glasgow or Edinburgh?
It's just about an hour's train.
And
what they've done is invested a lot of money, as I said, into the railway infrastructure there. So you'll have, you know, Wi-Fi compatible trains and superb facilities when you get there. And actually, the train station is about is on the other side of a main highway in Scotland, and they're actually building a temporary structure which will obviously be kind of having Ryder Cup logos all over it, but it'll be a huge walkway over one of the main roads in Scotland. So it'll be a fantastic experience for anybody. But you know, an hour's time on the train, nothing really, and then it's going to be a great event. I think everybody should be really looking forward to it.
Oh, I am, and I'm not even going. I'm just the idea of traveling by train in Europe. You just don't get tired or bored. It's wonderful. Everything that you can see, you don't have to worry about driving or what lane to be in, when I have to make a left or right. The train takes care of everything for you. You can just relax, sit back, and cruise. When you were talking with Mr. Jowett, he's the head professional there at Glen Eagles. He recommended the Queen's Course and Hotel. Now, what's special about that hotel?
Well, when I interviewed Andrew last month, Glen Eagles was covered in snow. It was a beautiful winter's day, but it felt a long way away from Ryder Cup. But Andrew, you know, spoke with me for over an hour, and the hotel itself is five-star luxury. It really is. So a beautiful setting, overlooking kind of your stereotypical Scottish mountains and wilderness. And then, you know, five-star experiences, five-star facilities. And I think he noted that the Queen's Course was his favourite due to it being very playable for all level of golfer. a classic James Braid design, and then slightly biased opinion. Also, he's working for Glen Eagles. He has to maybe say Glen Eagles, but you know, fantastic option. And that's one of the parts of the podcast which is great. I ask every guest that comes on to really share their favourite Scottish golf hints and tips, golf courses, equipment options, etc. And Andrew provided with some very insightful answers, but some predictable ones as well.
No, yeah, well, I can understand why, but to know that there's a 5-star, you know, hotel close by, that's good to know for those who want to do this as a once in a lifetime experience and don't want to do it on the cheap, you know. I like your question about the equipment option that you asked him to, you know, what was the question of Mr. Andrew Jowett? What piece of equipment he should definitely have at Glen Eagles?
Well, he gave me a kind of, he tried to dive the question. He said it was actually a shot option. So he went and said that you must master the knockdown shot, which is obviously in the high winds that we have in Scotland, and, you know, the links golf. You know, you need to control your ball flight. So he says, you know, for Ryder Cup, it will be something that the players will have to deal with, controlling their ball flight in the changing conditions, I guess. You know, a worry here in Scotland is that September, end of September, is going to be kind of autumn conditions. So, you know, the players will experience some wet weather. It's almost certain. So Andrew suggested just, you know, mastering that knockdown shot, and I'm sure many of the professionals listening can relate to how difficult that could be. You know, teaching somebody just controlling that ball flight and swinging it easy when it's breezy, that's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they could have used at Doral yesterday.
Yeah, well, I was listening in there, and you know, Trump, obviously very topical here in Scotland as well.
Oh, yes.
With his new golf course.
Yes, and now what has he decided? He built one golf course in Scotland, and we only have about 2 minutes, so we can't go too deep, but he did one golf course, and then has he abandoned the one with the wind farm that he doesn't like offshore, or is he going to go back to that?
Well, firstly, Donald Trump coming to Scotland is fantastic for tourism and people like me working in it, but obviously he brings with a lot of baggage, so, you know, a little bit of bullying tactics from Donald Trump, because First of all, his championship golf course was given approval for the social and economical benefit of his golf course coming to that area of Aberdeen. So he's built his great golf course, and it's getting better and better, and people are coming to visit it. And then if you are considering Scotland, then Aberdeen is a great destination, because you've got Royal Aberdeen, who host the Scottish Open this year. Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, both playing that event. That's only about 5-10 minutes drive south of his golf course. And of course, your previous guest on the show today, Matt Chiarella's favourite golf course in the world, Croonan Bay, is about 10 minutes north of Trump. So he's got a fantastic golf course surrounded by some other fantastic links golf courses, and he has abandoned his second golf course, which was going to be an inland alternative, but he's built a fantastic golf course with no hotel, but definitely one to play.
Excellent. You've timed that perfectly. You are obviously a professional.
I just want to say quickly that, you know, listening to your show inspired me to create my own. So thanks for creating such a great resource for all golfers in the community, which golfers can really share experiences and knowledge. So thanks, Danielle.
Wow, Rude, thank you. Danielle's speechless. Thank you very much for being on the show, and I look forward to talking to you in the future, because we only touched on things very briefly about what you can do in Scotland, and everybody wants to go. I certainly do. Okay, I'm speaking for myself. I want to talk to you more about what I need to know to go to Scotland. I'm going to have to stop now. Brian Fujiwara from Waipahu, indeed, you were the 9th caller, a Bridgestone Golf winner. Congratulations, and thank you very much for making the golf club possible. March into savings, the savings of the year at Acura of Honolulu this weekend, and you'll find the best deals in the world. Plus, it's the Military Appreciation Month. March into Acura. Tell them you heard about it on the Golf Club radio show. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. It is absolutely beautiful. Get a gift card for your closest friend who loves to play this game. there's an opportunity to play for $25, too. You get the practice range, you get a golf cart, you get your range balls, and you get to play three holes on the course for after-work fun. And it's only $25. That's Poipu Bay. And Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or your business, for your concert, your special event, get the STAR team on your property. STAR Protection, what you need. STAR Protection. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.